Well, today, I'll be honest, I'm having a bit of a hard time feeling emotionally ready to do the video because I'm just heavy-hearted over the situation that came up this morning.
Yeah. What time is your other meeting today?
1 o'clock. Okay. But like I was saying, I'm just having a hard time focusing in on this, getting this done, because I'm just easily distracted.
I know, me too. I've been thinking about all of these things, and I've got so much going on today, and my mind's kind of just racing, and I've got a lot that is on my mind, and so we'll see how today works out, but I guess just one thing at a time, and I'll see how I do.
Okay. That was a little mock-up of what we're going to be talking about today, because I think this happens to us all quite often, mm-hmm. trying to share your heart in marriage, trying to express like, hey, here's something going on, mm-hmm. but you don't really feel or even get heard. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of distractions, a lot of self-referencing, and a lot of other ways that we don't listen very well.
Yeah. So today we're talking about active listening, and it's called active listening for a reason. It's active. It's not passive listening, it's active listening. So we're going to discuss that today, and I'm really excited because this is something we can all grow in and need reminders for, because it does not come naturally.
So we are Brian and Elisa Hope, and with a lot of years as a pastor
and a lot of years as a mental health therapist
and even more years being married to each other,
we have hopes for your marriage.
Here we go. We said it at the same time.
I know.
That's great.
Now, being an active listener, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, I know I struggle with listening, and so active mm-hmm. listening.
Yeah, not that. Stop.
Okay.
So we're going to start, just for clarification, what active listening is not, because sometimes that brings into clarity what it is, which we'll get to here in mm-hmm. just a minute. So active listening, being a good listener, isn't just being quiet. We need to start sometimes with just shutting our mouths and listening, but being an active listener isn't just about being quiet.
Correct. It's also not about being easily distracted, which some of us are prone to more than
what?
Others. I know, I shouldn't call you out like that.
I know.
So no, active listening is not distracted listening.
Mm-hmm, 'cause somebody here sometimes... Well, no, actually, we both do, just in different ways. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Active listening is not self-referencing.
Mm.
So oftentimes, we will think we're being empathetic, even. So we mean well. Actually, a lot of times, we don't mean well. We're just all about ourselves. And so someone is sharing something, and we immediately boomerang it right back to ourselves and our experience and our thoughts.
Oh my gosh, that happened to me once. It was so bad. I can't even go into it, but I know. No, I totally get it, because it was even worse for me.
The me monster.
The me monster. That's self-referencing.
Which is so, so much of a shutdown. Like, I immediately am just like, why did I even try?
Yeah. So also, active listening is not only taking in the words.
Mm-hmm.
There's way more to listen mm-hmm. for than just the words.
Mm-hmm.
There's body language. There's nonverbal communication.
Mm-hmm.
And those are always the more telling
yes.
ingredients in communication.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about, it's not just taking in the words. So what is it?
So active listening, what it is getting, first of all, out of yourself and being present with your spouse. So getting out of your own experience, your own head, like all of the things that we get wrapped up in, and being attuned to and being present with what your spouse is sharing.
Yeah. It also is being attentive, or tending to eye contact,
mm-hmm.
being attentive in that way.
Mm-hmm.
The eyes are a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so when listening, look at the eyes
mm-hmm.
and really work at not looking at everything else. Now, I will tell you, this is a good opportunity to learn how to be helpful for your spouse if that's a difficulty. I am ridiculously easily distracted by a television anywhere in the room that's on, or music that might be playing. And so Elise has been super gracious to know that maybe we need to change seats in the restaurant, because I will be like this. I'm like, uh-huh, uh-huh. And it's really, really difficult. Mm-hmm. So know how to ask for help. Like, what would be helpful? Can we just turn this off for a little bit so I can listen to you?
Yeah. I get in my own head a lot, and projects, ideas, things that I'm trying to work on, or maybe, you know, recipe, I'm trying to remember things. And so even being able to say, like, you matter, you're important. I don't necessarily say it. That sounds a little cheesy. But because he matters and I want to hear him, I will say, I want to hear that, or I want to listen. Can we wait just a minute? I need to finish figuring this out so that I can listen well.
Yeah, that's really good at what it means to be an active listener. Mm-hmm. Also being curious as you're listening. Mm-hmm. Again, this is sort of the opposite of self-referencing. It's other referencing and constantly mm-hmm. being attentive and listening, like wanting to stay curious and asking those open-ended questions without having an agenda of where you're trying to mm-hmm. direct the end result.
Mm-hmm. And it's also reflective listening. Reflective listening is kind of, if we were to zero in, active listening being a bigger topic, and then reflective listening is part of that. And there's so much to reflective listening that is so good. In fact, if you can do this well, you would do a big percentage of what my job is as a mental health therapist, because most of us don't do this well. So this is such an important piece that we're going to do the next episode on it. So Stay tuned.
Stu-tained.
We're not going to put that into one word. Stay tuned. Tune in and listen. But reflective listening, just real quick, is reflecting back as if you're a mirror. You're reflecting back to your spouse what it is that you're hearing, mm-hmm. what you're wondering, being present with them, and taking all of that into consideration.
So those are some things that define what is mm-hmm. active listening. So with that, mm-hmm. we're going to recreate our little scenario mm-hmm. at the beginning, just to example a little bit. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Take two. All right. Well, I actually am quite distracted today.
This is honest in
doing our episode, because I'm just feeling heavy-hearted and very easily distracted by the situation that came up this morning in our life.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
And I noticed that just in your eyes and the way that you were carrying yourself.
Yeah, it's you know, hard to feel like, oh, we're going to go and do this thing, and mm-hmm. it's completely apart from this big issue that came up, and so it feels heavy.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Do you need anything?
I don't know. I need to feel better at some point, but I know that you're here, and that's awesome. Thank you.
Love you.
Oh, I love you. Okay, I'm just going to tell you right now, even though we had planned that, the feelings that it brings up are so alive and real, mm-hmm. even though, I mean, the situation we're talking about is actual and real. And even knowing that, okay, this is when Elise is going to active listen for me, I was like, that's real. I just feel so much better. So thank you.
Yeah. So some gospel.
Yeah, there's some really beautiful good news, mm-hmm. deeper good news in all of this, because as Elisa said, we know that we all are not the perfect active listeners, mm-hmm. and we didn't marry the perfect active listener. Mm-hmm. So there's going to come times in your life and in your marriage where you don't feel heard.
You're not heard.
And you're not heard. But God, in his grace through Jesus, promises that he hears us. He listens. He actively listens mm-hmm. for us. He is attuned to us and attends to our cries. And mm-hmm. Realizing how good it feels to be listened to, even by your spouse, what good news it is that in Jesus we have God as an active listener.
Yeah. He hears what we don't even say. He knows more than we even know to put words to. Mm-hmm. And he's right there with his grace and forgiveness when we really fail at active listening. So he's not sitting there holding that over us when we realize, like, wow, I so was not present with my spouse. That gives us the freedom to come back and say, God, I need your forgiveness. Thank you for your grace. And we can seek that in our spouse and try again. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, in marriage, there's a whole lot of just trying again.
Mm-hmm. So today and this week, we hope that you are able to employ some of these skills of just mm-hmm. active listening and see how it affects you and your heart and the heart of your spouse.
Yep. I think you will be happily surprised. Mm-hmm.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.